cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Currently, it's 57 degrees. Humidity's 41. Winds are out of the west at 4 miles an hour. It's getting ready to turn around here pretty quick. It's going to get bad. The winds in Cheyenne was 20 to 25 miles an hour about an hour ago. So the north wind is hitting. Let's see where the wind is right now. It's coming through there. The front's coming through there. They got 50 mile an hour gust out of the northwest already up in the panhandle. Right now at Arnett, 37 miles an hour gust out of the northwest. Camargo's 28. Cheyenne's 33, Eric is 30, and Hollis is 25, so that front's coming through. It's kind of calm around Granite, Hobart, and there, but it's coming. Man, what a bunch of crazy weekend for fires. I guess the one down in Kiowa County is pretty much contained, but rumors, I got on the Forestry Department website and it's saying 12,000 acres. I don't know if that's correct or not, if I'm reading that right or not. The ones up around Ames was around 4,000 acres. The one at Strong City, I hadn't got word on how big that one was. The one out here Saturday by Elk City was by the dump and went right. I drove by there yesterday. It went right through the middle of some houses. Did not touch the houses. How crazy is that? Had another in Adel High. Just be careful out there with what's going on. Be aware of what's happening with the fires. And matter of fact, the other day I was on the golf course and I could see the fire at Elk City Saturday. And I was stressing because that's where my heifers are, not too far from the dump. Finally got a hold of somebody that told me it was a mile east of there, which was good for me, but I know I don't think anything was terribly lost in that deal, but went right by the dump and got a lot of grass and some fences, I'm sure, and some hay piles. But anyway, shortly after my stress was relieved, I hit a hole in one on number 9 at Sayre. I'm sure you heard Sean talking about it, hitting from the red tees. That's false information. I was actually on the blue tees, which was 3 foot behind the red tees. So anyway, I had my first hole in one. Took me 60 years to get it, but everything's good. Cost me a little money at the bar, but everybody was buying me some. So instead of drinking that, I used that money to pay for their own. So anyway, it's just one of those deals. Cattle market, grain markets, everything's still up and down and crazy. Looks like oil's coming down to close to $100, which is great. Needs to get back down to about 80 where everything will be normal. But let's see what's happening with the Oklahoma cash grain markets. Well, first of all, let's just go with live cattle and feeder cattle since I'm already on that page. Live cattle for April's up 140.20. Live cattle for June, 135.67. It's up also. Also up is August live cattle, 137.05. And October is also up at 144.15. Feeder cattle for March is up really good, 156.30. April is 162.65. It's up 4.67, which is good. It hadn't been in the 160s ever since this Ukraine Russia stuff started. Lean hogs are just hanging in there. April 102, May 110.02, June 119.45. Cotton is at 121 per pound. And then let's go to the cash markets in Oklahoma and see what's happening there. Let me refresh it and make sure it's correct. I hate giving out fake news. Here we go. So everything looks like it's up just a little bit on the wheat part. Cash market on wheat is at 10.11. Corn, Milo, and soybeans are down slightly. Corn 7.25, Milo 7.03, and soybeans are $15.80 in Oklahoma on the cash market. Well, wheat and corn futures plunged in overnight trading as a fourth round of talks between Russia and Ukraine are set to begin. The sides will meet virtually in a bid to end Russia's attack on the Ukraine that has lasted almost 3 weeks. And they're holding their ground pretty good out there. I mean, they've lost some ground around the deal, but big city, they're getting pretty tough. I seen a video on Facebook where this older gentleman and lady in their house come out and they started talking to three Russian soldiers for about 20 or 30 seconds, and they wasn't cutting no slack, and the Russian soldiers turned around and left. So grandma got them. Anyway, Russians' attacks on Ukraine have escalated with airstrikes reported in most of the cities. Explosions were again reported in the capital city, and officials have estimated that more than 2,500 people have died in the city of, I hope I say this right, Mariupol. Anyway, steel investors were taking money out of the wheat futures this morning after prices last week near record highs. Excuse me. Money managers who were long the market or had bet on higher prices, as I say, likely are selling contracts and booking profits after the recent run-up in prices. Futures, however, are already down $2 from highs set a week ago. Investors will keep an eye on the talks between Russia and Ukraine, as the two are the respective first and third largest exporters of wheat in the world. Australia's second, and the United States comes in there at fourth. Wheat for May delivery dropped 36.5 cents to $10.70 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures plunged 32 cents to $10.57¼ a bushel. Corn futures for May delivery fell 15¾ cents to $7.46 a bushel. Soybean futures for delivery lost 7¾ cents to $16.68¼ a bushel. Soy meal was up $3.20 to $480.30 a short ton, and soybean oil futures fell $1.38 to $0.7465 a pound. Spectators raised their net long positions or bets on higher prices in corn futures to the highest level in 5 weeks, while reducing bullish bet on beans, according to the commodity futures investors in the 7 days that ended on March 8. It held a net 355,824 corn future contracts. That's up from 337,000 contracts the week earlier, and the largest such position since February 1st. In soybeans, meanwhile, money managers held a net long position of 161,670 future contracts last week. That's down from 166,000 contracts a week earlier, and the smallest bullish position since February 1st. In wheat, investors turned bullish on soft red winter futures, holding a net long position of 21,757 contracts. That's a shift from a net short position or bets on lower prices of 8,843 contracts a week earlier, and the largest bullish position since August 17th of last year. For hard red winter wheat, speculators held 44,396,000 future contracts last week, down slightly from 44,807 contracts a week earlier. Well, wind, dry weather forecast for much of the southern plains, and we all know this too well. Wind advisories has been issued in much of the southern plains today, along with fire weather watches. Strong winds and low humidity put the area at risk for wildfires, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in parts of Texas and Oklahoma panhandles are expected to be sustained 25 to 35 miles an hour this morning, and that's where they're at, with gusts up to 50, and that's where they are at again. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs may be blown down. Expect strong crosswinds on area roadways. The humidity in the area will drop as low as 13% today, leading to another fire watch in the area. Dry weather is also expected to be issued in western and central Nebraska this week. Winds will be sustained 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35, and humidity will drop around 16%, according to the National Weather Service. Weather could become favorable for fire, rapid fire growth, and erratic fire behavior, according to the government, and fires may quickly become out of control. So anyway, and we're getting a taste of it. That fire down there around Snyder and down in there around Highway 15 or 19, whichever highway that is. I know where I'm at. By Tom Steed. How's that? It was a big fire. And you guys all know down in that area where they got the Oklahoma Rockies through there, that had to be difficult to fight. And I also had a conversation with a gentleman this morning about, I guess, the governor had denied some aerial firefighting equipment from down there, and I called the forestry department to find out, and the guy was telling me this unofficially, so don't ask me who said it. He said that the Ames fire up there was getting the aerial equipment up in there because of the amount of cattle and amount of houses and amount of population that was in that area compared to where the fires was down there in Kiowa County. That's unofficials. Don't be calling them and say, you heard this on Today in Ag. I'm just telling you a heads up. But anyway, I think things are getting caught up, but this north wind might fuel some stuff back up. So everybody keep an eye out for what's going on out there. Well, when I come back after this break, I'm going to talk some fertilizer news, also talk some cattle. And I have the Texas-Oklahoma sale barn receipts from last week. The Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is happening right now. Tomorrow, Woodward and Mr. Jerry Nine will be having their weekly cow and bull sale. And Wednesday, Hobart Stockyards will be having their sale. And then Thursday, Woodward will be having their regular weekly calf sale. And come Friday, Elk City Livestock Auction. And then Saturday, down in Hollis, Oklahoma in Harmon County, the Hollis Livestock Auction will be having down there. So you have no reason not to go buy you some cattle or go, or sell some. Anyway, looks like according to the sale barn receipts that I'll talk about here in the next segment, looks like there's quite a few cattle sold in Oklahoma last week. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Be right back.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before, and your gears change, and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Their genetics work. They've got proof. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale is Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. Selling 100 18-month-old Red Angus bulls, 30 registered bred fall calving heifers, and 15 registered open heifers. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 p.m. B&L values low inputs with high efficiency, added pounds through genetic merit, and honest females that make it happen year after year. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. For catalog and videos, log on to blredangus.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Whee! Them gusts are slowly making their way towards Clinton and Weatherford and Hobart, all down through that area. Altus, it's we got anywhere from 50-mile-an-hour gust up in the Panhandle, Oklahoma, and we're already around 35 to 40 in Arnett, and it's climbing in Cheyenne and Eric also. So get ready, guys. It's getting ready to get gusty. Let's see what our temperature is, by the way. See if it's climbed up any since we started. Yeah, it has. 59 degrees. The wind's out of the north now at 3 miles an hour. Big winds getting ready to be here. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up to you here pretty shortly. Well, let's start with fertilizer this segment. Let's start with Ukraine. Ukraine bans fertilizer exports. According, they are a major global producer of agricultural products, has banned exports on fertilizers given the Russian invasion, according to the agriculture ministries said on Saturday. Ukraine has already banned exports of some ag commodities and introduced licenses for its key export goods, wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. The Cabinet of Ministries is introducing a zero quota for the export of mineral fertilizers. That is a de facto ban on the export fertilizers from Ukraine. It said the ban will help maintain balance in the domestic market, and this is applied to nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and complex fertilizers. Ukraine traditionally starts spring work in late February or in March. Farmers say they will start sowing in safe areas as soon as they can. Ukraine's president said on Friday the country must sow as many crops as possible this spring despite the Russian invasion. They got some big kahunas to get that stuff out there. Well, anyway, the country's agriculture producer union said this week's farmers were likely to reduce areas sown to sunseed, rapeseed, corn this year, replacing them with cereals, buckwheat, oat, and millet. Ukraine is the largest exporter of sunflower oil and has a forecast and had forecast before the invasion that it will export 60 million tons of grain, including 33 million tons of corn and 23 million tons of wheat. The agriculture ministry said Ukraine has exported 43 million tons of various grains already in the 21-22 season as of February 23rd, the day before their invasion. Well, let's go on to the next deal here. The USDA is going to invest $250 million to support American-made fertilizer. Before I get into this story, I want you guys to think about this. Why don't they just give the farmers the $250 million to buy the fertilizer? And then next year it'll all be back to normal and everything will be good. And do it as a grant. That way you went on to repay it. It'll help out a lot. Anyway, the USDA announces it will be supporting additional fertilizer production for American farmers, which is where it should be. This crap should be just made right here in America. And a bunch of urea is because of natural gas. To addressing rising costs, including the impact of Russia's price hike on farmers and spur competition. The USDA will make available $250 million through a new grant program this summer to support independent and sustainable American fertilizer production to supply American farmers. Additionally, to address growing competition concerns in the ag supply chain, the USDA will launch a public inquiry seeking information regarding seeds and agriculture inputs, fertilizer, and retail markets. Recent supply chain disruptions from the global pandemic to Russian President Putin unprovoked war with Ukraine has shown just how important it is to invest in the crucial link in the agriculture supply chain right here in the United States of America. It's taken all this crap just to make the government realize this, you know, it's what's going on. The planned investment is one example of the many Biden-Harris administration incentives to bring production and jobs back to the United States, promote competition, and support American goods and services. Well, here's the deal. The new program will support fertilizer production that is independent, outside the dominant fertilizer suppliers, increasing competition in a concentrated market, made in America, produced in the United States by domestic companies, creating good-paying jobs at home and reducing the reliance on potentially unstable or inconsistent foreign supplies. Innovative. Improves fertilizer production methods to jumpstart the next generation of fertilizers. Sustainable. Reduces the greenhouse gas impact of transportation, production, and use through renewable energy sources, feedstocks, formulations, and incentivizing greater precision and fertilizer use. Farmer-focused, like other commodity credit corporation investments, a driving factor will provide support and opportunities to the United States agriculture commodity producer. Well, there you have it. 20 years later, somebody's waking up there in Washington. So we'll get that going anyway. Well, when I get back, we're going to talk about some cattle. Anything else you want to talk about? The text line is open. Oh, I know what I need. I know one of my listeners out there has to be a great artist. I've asked this before, but we really want to. And your prize will be, if your brand is chosen, you'll get a free Today in Ag cap with that brand on there. That's all I can offer you. I can't offer you any money, anything, but the KECO FM radio, we need a brand for the Today in Ag show. And I'm talking about the brand like you brand cattle with. I need a brand. And if you got time, text it in, a picture of it. Just draw it on a napkin. I don't care. Something cool. We need something cool because KECO is a big brand, but we got to have KECO on there. And or if you don't have time right now and you want to do it later, my email is really easy. Jimmy with a Y at KECOFM.com. And we need a brand. I really appreciate it if you guys help me get a brand because I don't even have a KECO Today in Ag cap because we don't have a brand. I need a brand. So anyway, I'd appreciate it. So when we come back, we'll talk about the cattle receipts from Oklahoma and Texas and a few more things about cattle. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 4th. 1,803 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 215 brought 224. 5 at 490 brought 186. 13 at 641 brought 144.50. 4 at 748 brought 134.50. 9 at 1101 brought 118. 7 head of heifers at 371 brought 165. 12 at 473 brought 159.50. 6 at 548 brought 148.50. 7 at 589 brought 143. 4 at 844 brought 130. Butcher cows were 26 to 95.50. Butcher bulls 66 to 170. Bred cows were 700 to 1450. Pairs brought 325 to 1650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, we're up to a whopping 60 degrees, and it's saying the wind's calm. I don't have a wind in here, so I can't see if it's lying or not. But anyway, it's the wind's coming, believe me. But I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up in the next segment. I was talking about the sale barns earlier. If you're looking for some three-year-old Angus Cross cows that are heavy bred, Wednesday at the Hobart Stockyards, he's got 60 head coming in. They originated from Montana and South Dakota, so they're this weather down here, when it's cold down here, they'll be putting on suntan lotion. So might be a good time if you're looking for some replacement cattle. I mean, I know we're in the middle of a drought and stuff, but some people have irrigation and can water some grass up. But anyway, this Wednesday, 60 head cross. They're Angus crosses. They look like a lot of baldies, solid blacks, and even some red baldies in there. So anyway, if you're looking for some of that, get after it. All right, let me get rid of some of this stuff here. Texas, Oklahoma, weekly livestock auction summaries from last Friday. In Texas, there was 5,465 head sold. That was compared to 7,108 head the week before, so it was down. 78% of that was feeder cattle, 18.9% of that was slaughtered cattle, and replacement cattle was just a tad short of 3% of those cattle sold. So let's sit here and look at a few numbers. I'll pick out some. We got some 386 average weight steers sold anywhere from 184 to 225. 212 was the average. 400 pounders, we had some 409s that sold from 217 to 218. If you can't figure that out, 217.50 was the average on that one. 520 pounds steers, 164 to 198. 180 was the average. 600 pounds, 156 to 165. 160.67 was the average cost on them. 700 pounders, we had some 724 weights, was bringing anywhere from 150 to 161.75. 156.84 was the average. And let's get some big boys in there. 870s, 146 to 149 on the average price. In Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers sold $1 to $3 lower. Feeder heifers $2 to $4 lower. Steer calves $3 to $5 lower, with lightweights up to $15 lower. Heifer calves $5 to $10 lower. Demand light to moderate for all classes. Fuel prices dominated talks all week. Demand took a big hit as delivery prices soared due to fuel costs. Cattle futures also fell sharply due to fuel prices as well as higher grain prices. Slaughter cattle prices fell as well. The only bright spot was higher beef prices were fairly good movement. More moisture falling in a form of white stuff fell the other day somewhere in Oklahoma. Not here. I guess it was a little bit here. It didn't last long. But anyway, slaughter bulls sold $1 to $2 lower, and slaughter cows were steady to $1 lower. Demand moderate to good for cows. 36,338 head sold in Oklahoma. That was up about 3,000 or 4,000 from the prior week. Feeder cattle was 94% of them. Slaughter cattle was 4.2, and less than 1.5% of that was replacement cattle. Let's check out some of these prices in Oklahoma. Let's go with the thin fleshed on all these here. We had some 311, brought 245. Just had 393s, brought 227.50. Some 430 thin flesh, 220 to 230. And then some 468s, 213 to 215. And last but not least, 512-pound steers, thin flesh brought anywhere from 205 to 214. So anyway, there's your report from Oklahoma and Texas. All right, where do we want to go from here? Tractor sales are up across the board in February. How's this? Sales for all segments of agriculture equipment are up in the United States for February, following growth in January. In a report from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, total tractor sales are up from 9% from February compared with the same period last year. This boost will led by 100-plus horsepower two-wheel drive tractors that had nearly jumped, the sales jumped 28% since last February. All other segments in the U.S. saw more modest growth. Sales for sub-40 horsepower two-wheel drive tractors was up 8%. Mid-range tractors from 40 to 100 horsepower saw a decline in sales last month, but were up 7% this month. Self-propelled combine sales were up about 3%. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors were nearly flat, up only 0.6%, just one additional unit sold compared to last year. This is another positive month for ag tractor and combine sales, up overall in both North American markets, says Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of the Industry Sectors and Product Leadership in the AEM. Strength in the commodities market is continuing to drive a lot of the sales growth, which we see in the continued growth is bigger now in the row crop units. And with fuel prices seeming to be on their way up, which they already are up for the foreseeable future, it's positive even more farmers will want to get into the on the efficiencies that new equipment has to offer. So there you got it on your equipment. Guys looking for a tractor, go get you one. I'm sure this stuff's still not cheap. But anyway, Before I forget, before my wife just texts in and tells me to say remember, not forget. Tomorrow, the 2022 annual meeting of the Roger Mills Prescribed Burn Association will be held on Tuesday, March 15th at 6 o'clock at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne. Contact Mr. Danny Cook for additional information. Membership dues for 2022 are due. And so anyway, be a good time. If it starts raining again and we get some prescribed fires going, not only does it help the wildlife, but it helps get rid of some of those cedars, the trees that I really hate the most in my life, the cedars. And they're a good group of guys at the Roger Mills Prescribed Burn Association. I've talked with them, and I'm friends with a couple of them. They do a really good job, and they do it by the book. So anyway, also, besides the brand, I'd like to ask you guys for one more thing. Is there a tree farm in Western Oklahoma anywhere, like Altus, up by Watonga somewhere? Does anybody know where there's actually a tree farm where a guy can maybe buy some 4 to 6 inch pine trees or any other kind of trees? I'd appreciate you texting that in on the hotline, 580-225-9697. That's the KCO Ag text line. If you guys know where a guy can buy some trees, I need to purchase 2 or 3 of them. Anyway, be right back with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit.
and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, March the 8th, we sold 681 cow foals and calves. Thursday, March the 10th, we sold 4,543 calves and feeders for a total of 5,224 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 80 up to 96, and cows bring 60 to 83, bulls bring 94 to 117. 2 to 4 year old bred cows, 1325 to 1750, with a 5 day thoroughbred cows, 1,010 to 1210, 9 and older bred cows, 975. 2 to 4 year old pairs, 1800 to 2100, with a 5 to 8 year old pairs, 1235 to 1400. We had a Red Angus special sale with bred heifers bringing 1700 to 1750. 2 year old pairs, 1950 to 2100, and the bulls bring 3000 to 6600. Very nice cattle, very good sale. Under steer cattle, 4 to 450 steers, 196 to 229, 5 to 550, 180 to 206, 6 to 650 steers, 164 to 180, 1.5, 7 to 750, 152 to 167, 8 to 850, 140 to 155.5, 9 to 950, 136 to 149.50, 30 steers weighing 1,040, bring 134, and 17 steers weighing 1102, bring 129. Hunter heifers, 350 to 408 heifers, 174 to 193, 5 to 550, 141 to 163, 6 to 650, 142 to 157, 7 to 750, 135 to 148.5, 8 to 850, 132 to 134.50, and our 9 to 950 heifers, 121 to 125.50. Good sale, nice cattle, both sales for this Tuesday, March the 15th. We will have 40 bred cows running age. We've got 20 other bred cows in pairs, more by sale time. Crew worked very hard, selling 4,543 calves and feeders. Finish the sale before 3:30 p.m. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Here's Long Ranger. Holy, it's 64 degrees now, but the wind has hit. Out of the north, 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 27 miles an hour, and the humidity is dropping like a rock. It was 44 when we started. It's now 29. Today, breezy and 64, and we've already reached that mark. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 34 degrees with winds out of the north again tonight, 14 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow looks really nice, 67 degrees with north winds, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 77 degrees, which you know if it's going to warm up 10 degrees from the previous day, the wind's going to get up out of the south. And Wednesday night, low 44. Thursday, 40% chance of thunderstorms, high 67. Thursday night, another 40% chance of thunderstorms, 36 for low. And Friday, winds out of the north, 10 to 14 miles an hour, mostly sunny, and 61 degrees. So there you have it. Man, the text line just lighting up on the tree deal. Thank you, everybody. I think I figured out everything. We got the Oklahoma Forestry Department. We got Nance's. That's who I was trying to think of down there between Blair and Altus. And then we also got one from, let me see here, the Clinton Sunshine Nursery. That's the one, the name of it. And then we got Cole's Tree Farm up in Hammond. So anyway, I got it all covered. Thank you very much. Now if all of you guys will use your imagination and come up with me a brand for the Today in Ag show. It's got to have KECO in the brand, though, and then we'll put Today in Ag on the hat beside it or shirt or whatever we do. But anyway, I need a brand. And we've already tried the KECO. We just need something cool. Anyway, I would dearly appreciate if somebody would come up really cool. Well, talking about cattle, choice and select spread is very challenging this year already. As the industry adjusts to high corn prices, which what will happen to the Choice Select spread. Over a 12-month time period, the Choice Select spread is typically the narrowest in January to March time frame, as the demand for choice graded middle meats is at its lowest, and for the supply of choice graded cattle is typically at its highest. In contrast, as we go into the summer, the demand for choice graded middle meats is higher as retailers fill shelves in anticipation of the grilling season. But the supply of choice graded cattle is lower, and we see more calf fed cattle being harvested. The percentage of lightweight animals, 700 pounds, placed on feed is at the highest in November, and this percentage typically decreases until May. The last few weeks have seen Choice Select spread narrow to $3.97 compared to the 2019-21 average of $5.78 for the same week. Considering we began 2022 with a spread that was almost $4.50 wider than the 2019-21 average, the narrow spread illustrates the backup in cattle processing in January. Currently, the average weekly year-to-date dressed steer weight is up 9 pounds over 2021 and 24.8 pounds over the 1921 average at that time of the year. The increase in dress weights is particularly due to the backup cattle supply due to COVID labor issues in the packing sector. As cattle finish at higher weights, the percentage of choice graded cattle tends to increase. Year to date, the percentage of cattle grading choice is up 1.25% over the 2019 through 2021 average. Seasonally, the Choice Select spread will widen until late June, early July due to the supply demand considerations for choice and for select beef. However, given the higher percentage of lightweight cattle placed on feed since November as compared to 2019 and 21 average lightweight percentage placed on feed, the Choice Select spread will likely widen more than the average. Last but not least, how wide this spread becomes is dependent on corn prices. When cattle are placed, the percentage of cattle grading choice, total amount of beef production, as well as beef demand. If we hold all these factors affecting the Choice Select spread at constant level and allow only the percentage of beef grading choice to change, the impact of 1% change in cattle grading choice can only have a 9% change in the spread. This means that since the average 2016-20 spread was as wide as $22.45 in June, a decrease of 1%, and choice graded beef could only widen the spread by another $2, providing some incentives to feed cattle longer and for heavier weights. And this source was out of Wisconsin at their college up there. Anyway, hey, speaking of some stuff, she didn't reply to my Facebook page that my post that I tagged this weekend. Oh, the lady that runs that place over there, where's that at? Oh, it's at Sayre, southbound. The boss over there, owner, whatever you want to call her. I tagged her in a post showing that Alo from the University of Oklahoma, she busted that 96th home run finally in Hawaii, and she is now she is the queen of all home runs in NCAA softball. So get you some of that, Ashley, since you were being rude and wouldn't reply to me over the weekend. So anyway, yeah, Joshua hit her 96th home run, surpassing the 95 record, the record of 95 home runs from OU also, one of the ladies, Chaperlin, I believe was her name. Anyway, I probably didn't get that right. But anyway, congratulations to her. And congratulations to the Oklahoma Sooners. They are 20-0 now. And OSU's right behind them. They're still in the top 10. I think they've lost either two or three. But anyway, it's going to be a great year for Bedlam softball. I'm excited to watch OSU and OU play just like they did last year. OSU beat them in Stillwater, and then come Big 12. OU revenged it and smoked them in the finals at the Big 12 deal. So anyway, that'll be fun. All right, let's go to hear the disappearing rise of net farm income. Up until all this stuff started last year, I don't know if it was because of our new president or what, the farm income was actually on the a slight rise, but right now with inflation, it's not looking good. $6 corn and $16 soybeans have our industry excited about the prospects of this year of 2022. It wasn't long ago markets worth half of that was on the horizon. While prices might be strong, what those bushels will buy isn't what it was in the pre-pandemic. 20-year-old trucks with 200,000 miles are selling for nearly $30,000. Grocery beef prices are up 16%, and tractors are in minimal supplies on dealer lots. 20-year-old trucks, got that already. They've repeated that sentence. Anyway, welcome to the 2022 inflation economy. The Consumer Price Index shows inflation at its highest mark in four decades. That's 40 years for you guys who can't do math. Jumping 7.5% year over year, the last time inflation was this high was 1982 in the heart of the farm crisis. Everything seems to be costing more, and USDA's Economic Research Services agree. It says production expenses are likely to be at their highest since 2015. ERS is forecasting costs to be rise more than $20 billion this year. That's up 5% from last year, and the highest production costs farmers have ever faced in their life. There's nobody out here old enough to tell me that they faced anything higher. These guys tell the truth at the USDA. That follows a more than 9% increase in 2020. All this weighing in on expectations from net farm income, which is NFI, the latest projections show $113.7 billion in 2022, which is down 4.5% year over year. It will still be the second highest NFI since 2013. Farmers are expected to see less than a 3.5% return on assets. That's about half of the recent averages and much different than the 10 to 16% returns of 2010 through 2012. Some surveys say Americans are spending nearly $300 per month more on living expenses. Wow. As a result, maximizing resources, investing in precision, and taking what the market, everything gives you are strategies for long-term success. This may be one of these years you just need to sit down and think about what you're doing instead of doing what you normally do. Does that sound right? Anyway, we got one brand already in, which is good. Anyway, so because of inflation and input costs, our farmers' income is not going to be very good this year. Let's check out one more thing here. Yeah, I got us another idea for a brand. Anyway, that's cool. Thank you. Who is that? Oh, it's the South Wheeler Hippie Cowgirl. Thank you very much. Anyway, another thing to consider this year to save a little bit of money, beef manure could be cost-effective fertilizer solution. And you get a lot of it at your local sale barns when they're cleaning out. You got to put your name in for it, though. With the continuous rise of fertilizer prices and prolonged supply chains, bedded pack beef manure can be a cost-effective solution. According to the North Dakota State University Extension Livestock Environmental Management Specialist, Mary Kina. That's a long title. Anyway, although it is commonly thought of as a waste, manure contains nutrients such as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur that are available at various rates for plant growth. Besides the bump in fertility, there are other benefits from using manure in cropping systems. Manure has been shown to increase water holding capacity and bulk density, along with some improving biological properties of the soil. It's a true fact right there. It takes a lot of manure to get on there. I know one of my buddies over by Foss Lake over there, he put like a foot of it down over there. But man, that following year, he had some wheat over there that was taller than most fences, and it was great. Manure for has many positive attributes, but it also has some drawbacks. One of the drawbacks is the lack of uniformity, and another is the issue of weed seed management. There's probably going to be some weed seed in that manure that they're gathering up everywhere. But anyway, hey, which is it? Buy your fertilizer, don't fertilizer, or just try some. While it's true that manure contains a lot of weed seeds, it's also true that manures contain the nutrients necessary to nourish the weed seed bank that already exists in your soil. Nevertheless, composting can help alleviate both of those problems at the same time. Composting is the process of piling and mixing moisture manure to encourage decomposition. The heat that is created during the composting is processing the ability to kill the wheat seeds, pathogens, and parasites while creating a uniform mixture product with a like surface area. The manure also changes the availability of nitrogen for plant use, turning it into a slower release product. The North Dakota State University also says that they have a guide on their website for the process and the management of animal manure. Manure compost. Anyway, the nitrogen is in fresh beef manure is approximately 50% available for plant growth during the first growing season after application. Whereas the nitrogen is composted, beef manure is only 15 to 20% available. Most often, fresh manure is used as a nitrogen fertilizer, while manure, the other manure, is a phosphorus fertilizer because phosphorus is approximately 80% available in both products. It is important to know what you're dealing with when you do this. So anyway, it's really great on gardens. I just don't have a way to put it out on the field because I got a bunch of manure and a lot of hay. I roll out my hay, feeding it most of the time. But this year I rolled it out in a different spot every time because of the hay actually helps with some fertilizer in your grass. And since it's going to be crazy to cost on your fertilizer this year, I was thinking of different ways. So I just rolled out my hay in different spots, and all them cows standing on there dropping their cleanings out of their stomach. So I'm doing a really good job of maybe helping fertilize my grass, but it's a lot of hay to go over 160 acres. And then down there in Willow, I got some spots that I constantly feed in all the time so I don't ruin any more of my native grass down there. And we go in there and clean it up, bobcat it up, dump and pile it up, and we use it for either yards or the garden or whatever. And there's still lots left. We don't use it all. But anyway, it's just some ways for you guys to save cost on fertilizing. Well, I haven't got a personal text from Ashley yet, so she must still be mad at me. And don't be mad at me, Ashley. I'm just messing with you. You're one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. But anyway, you guys, be careful out there. The winds are howling now out of the north, northwest. Check your chains. Watch for fires. Keep an eye on your cattle, on your other stuff, and also keep an eye on your equipment. I have one of the agents from the Oklahoma Agriculture Department coming in next week. The Rangers, one of the Rangers, he's coming in next week. Equipment's cattle theft is not up very much at all, but he said equipment is $7 million worth of stolen tractors, farm equipment recovered in northwest east Oklahoma already. So what's up? Keep an eye on your stuff. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
I actually kind of like it.
KECO, Elk City.